Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe this evening, listening to this fine, wonderful podcast. Welcome back to WordPress Plugins from A to Z with your host, John Overall. And I'm going to cover a couple more little plugins today. I'm on the letter K. We're on episode 10. Hey, it's a milestone for me. We got 10 episodes now after this one. They'll be in the bag, in the can, and on the website. And I'm really stoked. I know they're coming at you every couple of days right now. But like I said, I want to try and jump through all of these letters as quickly as possible so I can just sort of start jumping around and having some general conversations and other sort of things. I'm slowly working on reaching out to plugin developers to see if I can get an interview or two for plugins and have them explain their plugins a little bit more. Maybe you know, enhance it a little bit. You know, we want to make this kind of an exciting podcast. I want lots of people to listen to it, and I want this to become one of the preeminent places for people to show up to get their information. So anyway, without further ado, we've got two plugins for the letter K tonight. And those two plugins are, first off, we're going to cover KB Linker, and then we're going to cover Kimley Flash Embed. So first off, the first one that we're going to cover here is KB Linker, and the reason they're two plugins, of course, they're very simple, quick, easy to do plugins. Now KB Linker, if you run a website, any kind of website, one of the great things about it is to be able to relink your content in amongst itself, or if you have affiliate information, to link out to your affiliate programs for keywords throughout your site without having to go through manually do it. That's what KB Linker does for you. It links any keyword or keyword phrase to any domain name. So first thing you do, as usual, go into your administration area and do a search for plugins and search for KB Linker, L-I-N-K-E-R. And then what'll happen, of course, it'll come up, KB Linker. Install that plugin. Very simple. Then it activate it. It puts a menu item under your settings menu called KB Linker. You click on that. And when you click on KB Linker, it'll bring you up a simple area to show you exactly how to set up your links. You set up your key phrase, a little arrow, and then the domain you want it to link to. One of the ways I've used this plugin, I've used it on several sites. I have a few niche websites for marketing out there. And of course, I have keywords that go into that niche site that I want my affiliate programs tied to. So what happens is I use this to put my affiliate links in so that every time a post goes up on the website with that particular phrase or keyword in it, it automatically creates a link to my affiliate programs. So that's what this is great for, used for. Or you can use it to link back to other major websites. Like if, for instance, as it gives you an example, you can use WordPress. Every instance of WordPress in your blog or your WordPress website, you can link it right out to WordPress.org. So this is very simple. It does have a nice little check here so that it'll also link the keyword if it ends in an S. So that way it's plurals. So you only have to put in one. That way you don't have to put in the multiples of the word. And then there's some other considerations here, a couple of minor details to pay attention to. So you'll enjoy this. Check this plugin out. Look into the referral notes to go where you can download it. So the next plugin we have for you this evening, sounds like I'm, multiple personalities, but hey, I might be multiple personalities. Well, we don't know. Maybe. Who knows? Back again. Okay. Kimley Flash. That's what we're going to deal with tonight, is Kimley Flash. And again, as usual, go into your admin area, go into your plugins, add new, click on the add new, and you're going to download and update that, or download and activate that plugin. So what you're going to do is you're going to search for Kimley, K-I-M-I-L-I, Flash Embed. And then you search for it, you'll find it, should come up as the number one. Click install now, get it installed. You're good to go. Once it gets installed. Now, what this is for, I haven't used it in quite a while myself, but I have used it in the past. And what I used it for was I had built a website way back in the good old heyday of HTML and frames and all the other ancient coding techniques. But one of the things I did is I had a Flash header because I was once into Flash for about a six-month period until I realized it's not made for websites. It's made for movies and other cool stuff. But I created a header for this website that was just too cool. I spent too many hours on it, and I just didn't want to let it go when I moved over to WordPress. And so I searched for a way I could bring that header into my WordPress website and get it to work correctly. And the only way I could find to get it to work correctly was using Kimley Flash Embed. And it's very easy to use. One of the things it does once it's activated, creates a menu item for you. And it creates a menu item for you under your settings menu. You click on that, and what it does is it brings it up and it asks you your publishing method, whether it's going to be static or dynamic publishing. It asks you what version of Flash you want it to display the item in. And it has Adobe Express installed, not sure what that is. Then it asks you for your Flash file where it's located, and then it asks you for the dimensions you want that Flash file to display in, and then it asks you for some attributes, content IDs, blah blah blah. There's a whole bunch of parameters to set up, alternative content if they're on something like an iTablet or an iPad or an iCotex or whatever that is, or an iPhone, or you know, anything made by Apple where they've decided they dislike Flash for whatever strange reason. I mean, it's a pain in the ass, yes, but it's not a good reason to block it. But anyway, so you can display a different header when that happens. Create a reference to it, update those options, put it into place, and it's good to go. Now, then you have to go drop some code into your template so that it appears in the right spot if you're doing a header. Now, if you're just embedding Flash into a post or a page, it's even simpler. You can just simply go to Add New Post, and what it does is it creates a new icon in your visual area to insert a Kimley Flash Embed tag. When you click on that, it brings up a pop-up window and asks you some of the same information, where what your Flash file name is, or the path to your Flash file name, dimensions you want it, all the other settings, the alternative content, everything we just sort of skipped over. So you can go through, set that stuff all up, and you can quickly embed Flash files right into your website. So that pretty much covers our plugins for letter K. Very simple ones. It's very hard. Some of these letters, they're just not enough plugins to get them. So if you're listening to this and you've got plugins out there for different letters that I've already covered, send me the requests. You can send them to me multiple ways. You can leave a comment on my website at www.johnoverall.com. You can leave a comment at iTunes. You can leave a comment at blueberry.com, or you can send me email to dragon@johnoverall.com. That's dragon@johnoverall.com. And you can send me your requests that you would like me to cover a podcast or cover a plugin. And one of the things that I always try to do, if it's a plugin I've never used before, I will actually spend the time to test that plugin, see what it does, find out its basic settings, and get it functioning on at least one of my practice domains. And if I like it, I'll set it up on my website. So you can be rest assured I will have tested these plugins. I'm not just randomly reading off stuff. So, and also, well, I have to actually give a shout out here this evening when I made fun of one of my friends there in the last podcast, and she wanted a shout out, but she hadn't sent me a comment. Well, she decided to stick a comment on my website tonight and go, well, here's your comment. Well, okay. She likes my podcast, so we're going out to Laura Bathis, and I've recently converted her to WordPress. I got her to drink the Kool-Aid, and now she's stuck. It's great. So you can check out her website at lauramathes.com. That's www.lauramathes.com. So you can go check out her website as she learns her way around WordPress and starts to build up her experience with it and knowledge. So you all have a great one. It's been tons of fun. So wherever you are, have yourself a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. And this has been WordPress Plugins from A to Z.